Nice, nice. Okay. I want to move into kind of some more maybe tactics that people stuck in individuals stuck in intellectual black holes might utilize. So one of them really is mystery. So how does the reliance on mystery in belief systems make individuals susceptible to belief, both by others and themselves?
You can, I mean, there are various different ways you can appeal to mystery in order to defend your belief. And some are more sophisticated and some are less sophisticated. It's not always unreasonable to introduce a bit of mystery in order to defend your belief. So I think earlier on we were talking about water, the claim that it boils at 100 degrees centigrade at one atmosphere. If on one occasion it appears not to do that, but we can't identify any flaw with the thermometer or any other anomaly, we'll probably just say it's a mystery. Maybe we'll never know what went wrong on that particular occasion, but that doesn't mean that we should abandon our theory. It's reasonable to just put that down to some mysterious cause. So appealing to mystery, not always a mistake. However, the more you appeal to mystery, the more habitually you appeal to mystery in order to defend what you believe, the more you should be concerned, because then it's your belief system is beginning to look like a an intellectual black hole. You are immunizing your belief from any kind of rational attack, any kind of evidence to the contrary, by using mystery as a kind of a defensive veil. So an example would be a very crude way of defending belief in God against the problem of evil, which we've been discussing, is to appeal to mystery. You can say, well, okay, I can't explain why God would kill children on an industrial scale over 350,000 years. But, hey, it's a mystery. I'm not worried about that particular bit of evidence. Is that a rational and reasonable response? I don't think it is, as it stands. It's a bit like going into, if you're in a court of law, and there's very powerful evidence that the accused is guilty. Forensic evidence, witnesses and so on, CCTV, it's all pointing at the accused. How does the defense respond? They say, well, we admit that there is this CCTV footage and that there are these witnesses and that there's this forensic. But in some mysterious way that we don't understand, and neither do you, all of this evidence has been cooked up by, the CIA. It's some vast conspiracy operating behind the scenes. And so you should find our client not guilty. Of course, it's possible that there is some such conspiracy. It's possible that this person is innocent, but we can establish beyond any reasonable doubt that they are guilty, despite the fact that there is that possibility. Merely appealing to some mysterious reason hidden behind the scenes is just not good enough. And so similarly then, we could have really good evidence that there's no God, and just wheeling out mystery as a sort of get out of jail free card is no more reasonable than that on the face of it. So that's a kind of a crude appeal to mystery that somebody might, engage in order to defend their belief. But there are more sophisticated versions. One of the most, when it comes to belief in God, there's a particularly sophisticated version. Sounds similar to what I just said, but is actually subtly and importantly different. So these people are called skeptical theists, which means that they are theists. But they are skeptical about our ability to know the reasons that God might have for allowing evils. They say that when atheists run the argument, the problem of evil, what they're doing in effect is they're saying, well, I can't think of any reason why God would kill children on an industrial scale over 350,000 years. Therefore, there probably isn't any such reason. But that is a faulty inference. You can't conclude that there's probably no such reason from the fact that you can't think of it, because you are just a human being, and your ability to understand how the world works and so on is pretty limited. And so there could easily be reasons back there beyond your ability to detect them, that it, you know, fully explain why it is that God actually does kill children on an industrial scale over 350,000 years. You need to show a little bit of humility and acknowledge that, you know, we have very limited cognitive and other abilities. So these reasons could easily be there. So often they'll use an analogy. My favourite involves a garage. You open the garage door, you look in, you can't see any elephants. Well, it's reasonable to believe there are no elephants in there. You can't see them, so they're probably not there. But that argument doesn't work for insects. I can't see any insects in the garage looking in from outside, but it's not reasonable to conclude that there are no insects in there, because they could easily still be there. Just because I can't see them doesn't mean that they're not there. I have very limited perceptual abilities. Similarly, I have very limited cognitive abilities, and there could easily be reasons for God to allow certain evils that are simply beyond my ken. And so I'm in no position to conclude that these evils are pointless. So there's a kind of an appeal to mystery that's much more sophisticated and is currently quite popular in certain theistic circles. And that requires a bit more work to deal with. It's not the crude appeal to mystery that I described initially. It's a little bit more sophisticated than that. It focuses on the fact not that there could be some mysterious reason for these evils, but that there could easily be some reason back there for these evils that's unknown to us. We're moving from it's possible there's such a reason to, which that's not a good response to, we can't assign a low probability to there being such a reason. And that now actually we seem to be in trouble in terms of running the problem of evil. So some appeals to evil are a little bit more interesting. I've published papers on this. It still doesn't work in my opinion, but we could talk about that if you want. But it's a more respectable appeal to mystery, in my opinion, skeptical theism.
If you enjoyed this clip, then head on over to Locals to access the full conversation right now. Supporters can access the video version, and everyone can access the audio-only version of the conversation. I'll see you over there.